Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey, 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 welcome to episode number 7, lucky number 7. So today's topic is this. There's a word and a phrase that I use often. There's a lot of those, but the word of the day today is stickiness. And I want to give you some real life examples as to how I see this and then how I think you can apply it to your business marketing. So all of us have certain habits and rituals, and often one of those rituals for a lot of people, myself included, is the stop for a morning coffee. So whether you go to a local coffee joint, a Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, I in particular tend to go to Tim Hortons, which is a Canadian brand that's then scattered kind of throughout Western New York and a few other locations. Doesn't really matter where you go, but you've got habits and rituals. And Tim Hortons, what they were finding was that while there definitely were people that were coming on a daily basis or a pretty regular basis, they still were losing some market share to places like Dunkin' Donuts, for example, that maybe they caught an ad on TV or radio or digital that said, I don't know, 2 for $5, for example, for something special, or 99-cent coffee all day Wednesdays or something, so that people would then start to deviate from their habit a little bit and try out somewhere a little bit different. And one of the ways that Tim Hortons decided to combat this, and I firmly believe that it was drawn from the success that Starbucks has had, is they rolled out an app. So as you're then pulling up into Tim Hortons, for example, they scan your app, and either you can load some money on there, similar to what Starbucks does, and it just charges your app, or more importantly, it's then tracking, and then every 7 times you visit, you get a free coffee, a large free coffee. And what's interesting is that very, very rapidly, people started adopting this app. Like they started using it, I mean, almost the day that it came out, with very, very little promotion, but they just happened to see people pulling out their phones and scanning them, for example, as they're walking up, or driving up rather, in line. And what this now has done is it's given Tim Hortons a little bit more of that stickiness factor. So every now and then, maybe once a week or every other week, I'll stop in Starbucks. And it's not even just the fact that it's an expensive cup of coffee, but rather I like it, but it's traditionally not overly good for you, especially the stuff that I get. The white mocha, it's like insane amount of calories. So I don't go that often. But I went on a Friday 2 weeks ago, and it was interesting because I got greeted by someone right as I walked in, and I said, well, what is, because I couldn't really nail down what her role was, not that it's any of my business, but being an inquisitive person, I said, what are you kind of helping with here? And her entire role and function was the mobile orders. Like, she literally was just greeting people and helping continue to facilitate the mobile orders kind of getting out the door and making sure that the people are getting a greeting. Because often when you're ordering from the mobile app, you walk in, you grab your coffee, and you walk right out. And the challenge with that is that the whole piece that Starbucks really gained in popularity was more of the stickiness factor of comfortable places to sit, fun vibes, and the coffee was really more of an aftertaste or an after factor to it. You were coming for the experience. But I started talking to her a little bit more, and she said there are many days during the week that 50 to 75% of the orders are now coming from the mobile app. And I said, well, why do you think that is? And she rattled off a couple of the things that, I mean, they made, I guess, just strategic or high-level sense of, well, people like to save time and things like that. But the one that she said that the biggest reason, and she can notice a massive uptick, is when Starbucks offers double stars or anything that has to do with those stars. It's that stickiness factor of you wanting to get more stars. It gamifies the whole piece, but it's that stickiness factor. In our business, one of the sticky factors that we've recently launched is we built out our own customer relationship management tool. And that we're actually giving away completely free of charge. But it's that stickiness factor of, well, now you have a completely free of charge CRM to be using. But it gives you a reason to keep coming back to it and coming back to us. So I want you to think about that a little bit. Is there somewhere or something in your business that you can either make a little bit stickier or something completely new that you can roll out? So let's just talk through a couple examples. So obviously the easiest ones are restaurants where you've got, I mean, loyalty cards and things like that. But I'm shocked by the number of restaurants and food places that they don't have anything. Nothing at all. There's a restaurant near my house that I go to largely for the convenience piece, but they rolled out something called Ready Spaghetti, and it's absolutely delicious. And it's, I believe, I don't know, $25, and you get like a pound and a half of spaghetti, salad, bread, meatballs, ready in like 20 minutes. And I probably get that, I don't know, once or twice a month. I would be going more often if there was some kind of stickiness factor, whether that's, hey, Michael, would you like to set this up so every Thursday we have this ready for you at 6 o'clock and you can just walk in, your credit card will be on file, we charge your card, boom, done. That's a stickiness factor. Rather than putting the burden on me to think, well, I have to call, I have to order it, I got to go and figure out what time, like you're making it sticky for me to easily come back and continue to do business with you. So if you've got a brick and mortar, it's pretty darn easy. Loyalty cards. What's the place that I'm thinking of? They give away free tools in all of their ads. So like you've got to come in, you've got to bring the coupon Harbor Freight. So they every single week there's something that's free of charge, and I don't think you even have to purchase anything. And obviously they know that as you bring in the coupon, you're most likely going to end up purchasing something else. And I'm sure they have all the data behind it. That's sticky. You're giving someone something completely free of charge to not have to do anything except to bring the coupon in. They can walk in, grab the item, and leave. So brick and mortar, it's very, very easy to do. But if you start to look at online, what else can you do to make doing business with you a little bit stickier? If you're a CPA or accountant, you're doing anything in the financial space, what can you do? Can you give people discounts to tools like youneedabudget.com, and that you start to help them with that, and as they get in the habits, well, now you're tied in with their budgeting software, so there's a stickiness factor to it. You're doing a virtual event, you've got a private community only for your customers. You want something that is sticky so that they don't leave your business. Hope this was helpful. Hope it started to get your brain thinking. Get out there, take some action, keep growing your business. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. See ya.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.